I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces stepped up airstrikes across the Gaza Strip on Thursday, killing at least 40 people, Palestinian medics said, in further battle with Hamas-led militants as Israel braced for potential wider war in the region. Israeli airstrikes hit a cluster of houses in central Gaza, killing at least 15 people, and a nearby refugee camp killed four, medics said. Israeli aircraft also bombed a house in the heart of Gaza City in the north, killing five Palestinians, while another airstrike in the southern city of Khan Yunis killed one person and wounded others, according to medics. Since the October 7th attacks by Hamas on Israeli civilians, Israel has worked to assassinate all of Hamas's leaders. One who has managed to avoid getting killed is Yahya Sinwar, the man who was named the leader of the terrorist group this week. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
He is believed to be hiding underground in a tunnel in Gaza, using Israeli hostages as human shields. Israel sentenced Sinwar to life imprisonment in 1989 for masterminding an attack that killed two Israeli soldiers and for killing four Palestinian collaborators. He spent more than 20 years in Israeli jails. He was one of more than 1,000 Hamas prisoners released in 2011 in exchange for kidnapped Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. Israeli officials say they are determined to kill Sinwar as they have other Hamas leaders involved in the October 7th attacks that triggered this war. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
In the wake of a canceled pop concert as a result of a foiled attack, the UN warned of the heightened terrorism risk posed by ISIS-K at a Security Council meeting on Thursday. This is VOA.